There he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center. That's Tennessee Jet. Yes, it's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, the deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the plains in the early days of the building of the West. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Now let's hit the trail back to the Old West and Tennessee Jed in his battle against the man with the crooked knife.
In the stormy darkness that shrouds the mountains near El Paso, Tennessee and Don Pancho had succeeded in switching an empty stagecoach with the one carrying the railroad gold, the gold which the man with the crooked knife plans to steal by means of a fake accident. But Tennessee gets caught in his own trap. Remaining behind while Don Pancho rides off with the gold shipment, Tennessee has to hide in the empty stagecoach when Crooked Knife comes back. And then...
There goes the stagecoach, Flint. Rolling right over the edge of the cliff.
As the stage starts, Tennessee is still inside of it. On it rolls, faster and faster. Then, over the edge and down 200 feet.
Yeah, hear that, Flint?
Sure sounded like a good one.
Good. Mister, it's perfect. Ain't enough left of that stagecoach to use for anything except toothpicks. I sure hate to lose one of my own wagons, Flint, but I reckon it's more than a fair exchange, eh? One stagecoach for $100,000 in gold.
Yeah, Crooked Knife. Now let's make tracks. It's almost daybreak.
Keno, now we'll snake this strong box with the gold in it up into the hills away. Two horses ought to be able to drag it over the ground. And we'll bury it and head for El Paso with our sad story about losing everything in an accident.
What time do you figure we'll get into El Paso?
I reckon sometime tomorrow, Flint.
I sure hope we don't run into Tennessee Jed when we get there.
What if we do? He's got no proof against us. Nobody has. We got the gold, and the stagecoach is at the bottom of the ravine. Nobody saw it go. I only wish Tennessee was down there, too. Dead, alongside the stagecoach. Come on, Flint. Let's get busy.
If the man with the crooked knife only knew, Tennessee was in that stagecoach. The very one which now lies smashed and broken on the rocks below. We'll find out more about this in just 1 minute.
It's the good old American way to help a neighbor. And that's why we're sending wheat to folks overseas. That means bread is vital, gang. We mustn't waste it. And certainly now it pays off extra to eat better bread, nutritious, delicious, tip-top bread. Enriched tip-top bread gives you a full 80% of the wheat as Uncle Sam requires, plus extra vitamins and food iron. And tip-top is also the only bread baked by gentle kneading. That's like our grandmother's own hand way of baking, with the result a bite of tip-top bread barely melts in your mouth. You won't waste a bite. Leftover slices, too, make extra tempting meatloaf and milk toast, and that way also prevent waste. When you need bread, you'll know by the stars on the wrapper you have tip-top bread. The odor day.
Bluff overlooking the spot where the stagecoach stood before it crashed into the ravine, Don Pancho waits in the darkness before dawn.
Two horses. It is still plenty dark, but that must be... See, this Crooked Knife and Senor Flint. They ride off. And with them, they drag the strong box from the stagecoach. See, they go. Adios, hombres. And maybe you think there is the railroad gold you have stolen in that strong box, eh? This is very funny. In that box, there is only big stones to make it way heavy. The gold is up here on the trail where I drive it, where Amigo Tennessee he told me to wait for him. The time it passes, more better I leave this place and go back. Tennessee, he will begin to wonder where I am at.
Slowly, the sky lightens with the coming of dawn. The peaks of the mountains to westward are touched with crimson as the sun rises. Foot by foot, the shadows of night fade away as the sun rises higher. In a small leafy glade off the El Paso Trail, a man with a crooked knife and flint finished digging a hole in the ground, which is still damp from the night rainfall.
Keen old flint. That's deep enough. Now, let's see if we can wrestle a strong box in. Just one shovel to it. Now, brace yourself.
Keno.
Now.
It's moving.
All right. Together now.
Heave.
Yeah, she's in. Come on now. Use that hand shovel and I'll kick the dirt over it. Good. Now, spread these here pine branches over the dirt so as nobody can tell there's been anything buried here.
This ought to be enough.
Yeah, plenty. Just toss them around. Hey, another one over yonder where that raw dirt shows.
Oh, yeah. That's better.
I reckon it's safe enough. Pick up your shovel and let's get moving. Steady, horse.
Oh, still you, goddamn farmer. Crooked knife? You sure you won't forget this place?
Nope. Right next to that twin pine tree.
Yeah.
About 100 yards north of the split rock on the trail. Nope. I'll remember it better than I recollect that map I tore out of that railroad man's hand. The second one we drag us, Flint.
You still holding on to that map, Slater?
Sure I am.
But if Tennessee Jed was to get that map, he'd have proof that it was you committed that murder. And it's just the kind of proof he wants.
Even so, that map shows where the railroad's doing its surveying. It'll come in mighty handy for me to locate Travers and finish him off.
You're the boss.
Wait a minute. One more thing before we slope off for El Paso, Flint. Come on over this way.
Where are we going?
Yeah, right over here, through this brush. Rein up when we get through. We'll be right on the edge of that cliff. Yeah. I just wanted to take another look into the ravine, that's all.
But this isn't where we sent the stagecoach over the edge. That's almost a quarter of a mile down the ravine.
Yeah, but we can spot it from here. Yeah, see it?
Yeah. That's it, right enough. Smashed to smithereens.
And the water's starting to come down the ravine, too. From that rain last night.
Yeah.
It'll wash that wreckage away mighty soon. Nobody will ever know we took the gold strong box off before we pushed the stagecoach over the edge.
Well, I'll be doggone, Slater.
Huh?
Don't that look like a body down there in that wreckage?
What? A body?
Yeah. That looks like a buckskin shirt, sort of.
No, that's no body. That's just the smashed floorboard. There you are, too. There wasn't anybody in that stagecoach anyhow when we pushed it over.
Yeah, I reckon not.
Come on, let's hit the trail.
Oh, yeah!
Could it be that Crooked Knife and Flint have seen the body of Tennessee Jed down there? Because he was hiding in that stagecoach. And now as the sun rises higher and Don Pancho waits, he too begins to wonder.
Caracoles, I do not comprehend. What has happened to Tennessee? And Smokey, what has become of your master, eh? Where could he hide? Only in the empty stagecoach, the one they push over the cliff to the rocks below. Over the cliff? Madre mia, no. No, if that happened in Tennessee, he's dead. If he go over the cliff with the stagecoach, he is dead.
Full speed, Don Pancho races for the edge of the ravine, even though he knows that he will find nothing alive in the shattered wreckage of the stagecoach. We'll join him again in just 60 seconds.
Did you hear about the fellow who went hurrying up the street with his arms full of groceries, skidded on a banana peel, and saw stars? Was he mad? Uh-uh. The stars he saw were on a wrapper of bread, and stars mean tip-top, the bread that's so much fun to eat, you don't waste a bite. Yes, sir, this keen bread is baked by a special method that's like a way our grandmothers made bread, with the result It's as delicious as homemade. Smooth as the jelly you spread on it. Leftover Tip Top 2 is more tempting and makes extra keen French toast and crumb pie. And gang, this is also specially important now that we're eating less bread. Every slice of enriched Tip Top delivers added vitamins and food iron for health. When you need bread, remember, the stars on the wrapper are your guide to today's better bread, Tip Top bread.
Racing through the scattered tamarack, Don Pancho reaches the spot where the man with the crooked knife sent the stagecoach plunging over the cliff. 200 feet beneath him, he sees the wreckage.
No use. Already the water is rising over what is left. Mi amigo Tennessee, he was in the stagecoach for certain. They push it over the edge and now he is dead. Far down below. I cannot see him, but this I know for sure. For why did I leave him? For why? Because he said to me, go, Pancho, so I go. I should have stayed. I should have... me, Don Pancho Miguel Cristofer de Francisco y Villagra, a caballero of all Mexico. I leave a friend and he is gone. The best friend I ever have in this world. Tennessee. You're alive. Alive. You're not dead. He's not dead. Jump right out before. Amigo! Tennessee, amigo!
It is you!
It is you!
Turn a miss, Pancho!
Stop, Priestly! You scare me for sure! But when you do not come, Tennessee, me, I think you must be in the stagecoach! And when these hombres extended over the cliff.
Yeah, I know just how you feel, partner. When I had to duck inside the stage to keep them from discovering me, and when they sent it rolling toward the ravine, well, I figured I was a goner for sure.
You see?
But it was dark, and I managed to yank the door open and jump after they got it rolling. I tell you, I was mighty happy to feel solid ground under my feet. I jumped just in time. Another second, and I would have been over the cliff with the stage.
Bueno, amigo, you are here. Then all is fine and dandy, eh?
Couldn't be better. Let's get back to the horses and head for El Paso. When we drive in with a goal, it'll be a mighty unpleasant surprise for the man with a crooked knife. Pancho, we're heading for the final showdown.
So, Tennessee is alive after all. Alive and on his way to El Paso with a big surprise for the man with a crooked knife.
Tennessee Jed is written by Sheldon Stark. This is Layman Cameron, gang, telling you to be sure to listen every day, Monday through Friday at this same time, to the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Bread is vital. Don't waste it. Enriched Tip Top bread is baked a special way to be so smooth, so satisfying, you'll eat up every bite, including delicious crispy end slices. And Tip Top supplies added vitamins. The stars guide you to enriched Tip Top bread. And say, gang, the man with the crooked knife will reach El Paso tomorrow. But there's a surprise in store for him, a big surprise. Be sure to listen to the next exciting episode of Tennessee Jed.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.